We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Carl Turkey. Yesterday was Easter and I had so much fun. I painted eggs with my boyfriend Tom, and we even got a visit from the Easter turkey last night. He dropped off candy and eggs and everything. So nice of him. The Easter turkey is always so generous. I wish I could meet him sometime to say thanks. This egg is oddly shaped, though. Looks more like a statue to me.
Let me up.
Did someone say something? Is that the Easter turkey?
Carl, lift the statue up.
Oh boy, the real Easter turkey!
I'm not a turkey, Carl.
What do you mean? You aren't a turkey.
I'm a bunny, Carl. I was sent from Easter Island to tell you the truth. The Easter turkey? He's not real.
I don't understand.
I'm the Easter bunny, Carl. I'm a bunny, not a turkey.
I don't even want to paint eggs with Tom anymore.
Carl, I understand how hard this is for you. Finding out that your idol is different from what you thought can be hard to process. I used to look up to Santa, but then I found out he doesn't give his elves health insurance. Just try to keep your beak up for now.
Thanks, Mr. Easter. I'll try.
Good. Now, I best be off. Take care of yourself, Carl.
That's all from me. From WPGU News, this has been Carl Turkey.
From WPGU News, I'm Philip Abazwaye. It's Monday, April 6, 2026. Today, Artemis II will conduct its close flyby around the moon for approximately 6 hours. After launching last Wednesday, the Orion spacecraft, nicknamed Integrity by its crew, entered the moon's sphere of influence yesterday, nearing 6,000 miles above the lunar surface. The mission will not enter a traditional orbit around the moon, but will instead follow a, quote, free turn trajectory, looping around it and using its gravity to return to Earth for a splashdown in the Pacific. During their flyby, the astronauts will observe both the near and far ends of the moon, as well as test newly developed tech systems in deep space for future use. The Artemis II mission is part of NASA's Artemis program, which will land and walk on the moon for the first time since the 1970s via the Artemis III and Artemis IV missions, respectively. The Artemis program is a precursor to the U.S.'s first crewed Mars missions. In the coming decades, NASA hopes to send humans to Mars for the first time, but that all starts with today's lunar flyby. Closer to home, here's your look at the weather this week in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. We get some nice sunny skies today, but it won't be as warm as you'd expect, as the high will stay around 54 degrees. It'll be a bit breezy too, with northwest winds from 10 to 14 miles per hour and gusts up to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and a colder low around 30 degrees, with a northeast wind near 11 miles per hour and gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow stays fairly nice with mostly sunny skies, but still has a cooler high near 47 degrees. The winds will shift out of the east at a mild 7 to 9 miles per hour. Tuesday night turns mostly cloudy with a low around 36 degrees and a southeast wind from 7 to 10 miles per hour. By Wednesday, we get a big warm-up as partly sunny skies return with a high near 68 degrees, though it will be windy with south winds from 13 to 18 miles per hour and gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a much milder low around 52 degrees and continued breezy south winds. That warmer pattern continues into Thursday with a high near 70 degrees and partly sunny skies, but there is a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Thursday night brings a 40% chance of showers and a low around 53 degrees. Moving to sports, Illinois' national title hopes ended Saturday night in Indianapolis, falling to UConn 71-62 in the Final Four. After trailing for much of the second half, the Illini found momentum with a 10-0 run that brought them back within striking distance. Andrei Stoyakovich kept that stretch with a layup with just over 5 minutes remaining, following 8 straight Illinois free throws. The Illini had briefly taken control earlier in the game, grabbing their only lead late in the first half on an Ivicic three-pointer. But UConn responded with a 16-7 run to close the half and never fully gave up control. The Huskies were led by Therese Reed Jr., who finished with 17 points and 11 rebounds, with two other players also scoring in double figures. Illinois finishes the season 28-9, marking the program's 6th Final Four appearance, but the search for a national championship continues. Lastly, an Urbana family sheds light on National Donate Life Month by advocating for organ donation. The Diedrich family lost their 5-year-old son in December and made the decision to donate his organs. His organ donation has since saved 4 lives. Now, they're helping raise awareness about the need for organ donation. Carle Foundation Hospital held an event last Thursday consisting of personal stories from donor families, a transplant recipient speaker, and more, to bring awareness and education on organ donation. The Diedrich family hopes to encourage others to register as organ donors, as over 100,000 people are on a waiting list for a life-saving organ in the U.S. To learn more about registering to be an organ donor, please go to www.giftofhope.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Thomas Bergeson, Katie Wilhite, Madison Magnus, Kennedy Caldwell, and Taylor Casey. From WPGU News, this has been Philip Obasawai.